Blur on the Danny Lakey Show, around the country on Triple M 133.53. Never has there been so much overwhelming positive feedback for a segment we did on Monday, quite late as well. Didn't think too many people would be listening that late at night to this old shit show. But people were loving Chinmay Karaoke. And who could forget? Our good friend Chinmay, who doesn't want to come on the show, a little bit media shy at this point in time. We're still trying to get Chinmay on. The offer for Chinmay to call 133.53 is always out on the table for Chinmay Naik.
I even DM'd him on LinkedIn.
Well, so you should.
No reply.
Well, come on.
No reply on in-mail.
Come on, Chinmay. This is the student who scored 12% on a uni assignment who keeps trying to sue his old university, Monash University, Chinmay Naik. Got 12%, took it up with his tutor. Tutor said, yeah, no, 12% was a fair mark. He got angry, took it to the Supreme Court, didn't win there, took it to the Human Rights Commission, the Ombudsman, the Prime Minister's Office, the Victorian Court of Appeal, and last week, the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, or VCAT for short. All of which Chinmay Naik has failed to get his 12% assignment overturned to a pass mark. It's been a couple of years and Chinmay is just chomping at the bit to finally serve a bit of justice. And we messaged Chinmay asking for him to come on the show. Chinmay would not. Chinmay sent, a very blunt response back on Facebook Messenger. He didn't like that.
Yeah, I said, hey, Chinmay, you know, big fan, would love to get you on the show. Big spiel. And my his response to me was just, no.
Come on, Chinmay.
Not interested.
No, you're better than that, Chinmay. I know you, Chinmay. Come on. And if Chinmay wants to get involved in Chinmay Karaoke, that's fine as well, because I've been back down to the karaoke bar recording a couple more Chinmay bangers.
Is that where you were earlier tonight?
Yeah, that's exactly where I was. It's where I sing classic rock songs but replace some lyrics with the word Chinmay. And the people have spoken. They want more Chinmay Karaoke, so who would I be to stand in the way?
Following the resounding success of Chinmay Karaoke the other night.
Yeah, very good idea.
Yeah.
Title and artist of this one.
You can go your Chinmay.
Fleetwood Mac, go your own way.
In fact, following the resounding success of the whole Chinmay fiasco...
Did Chinmay call in at all for Chinmay Karaoke?
Unfortunately, no Chinmay. No Chinmay calling through.
We thought we'd bring it back.
Karaoke Chinmay songs.
This is Chinmay Karaoke.
He was another academically gifted type of human. He got a bad mark at uni, now he's human. He took him to court and now he's trying to sue him. So it's Chinmay Karaoke tonight.
It is Chinmay Karaoke tonight. Chinmay Karaoke time. 133.53. If you know the karaoke Chinmay-based song that I am singing, I need title and artist. I'll play the recording of me down at the karaoke bar incorporating the famous Chinmay name. If you know the answer, give us a call. Prize up for grabs. It's a tough one tonight. Very tough.
Chinmay, Chinmay, Chinmay now. Chinmay, Chinmay, Chinmay now.
Oh, I've got it.
Yeah, that was me after a couple of sodas because I was very much owning that room. People were loving the high energy I was bringing to the karaoke.
Jumping around from a few Red Bulls.
There we go. Title and artist for Chinmay Karaoke.
Chinmay, Chinmay, Chinmay now. Chinmay, Chinmay.
And there's plenty more where that came from on 133.53. If you want to score yourself a prize and you know the song for Chinmay Karaoke, give us a call right now. Do it next on the Danny Lakey Show, Triple M.
What's happening?
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
On Triple M, it is the Danny Lakey Show on 133.53. If you want to score a prize, give us a call right now.
Was another academically gifted type of human. He got a bad mark at uni, now he's human. He took him to court and now he's trying to sue him. So it's Chinmay Karaoke tonight.
Good old Chinmay Karaoke time. Chinmay Naik, the man who scored 12% on a uni assignment at Monash University, has been in a legal battle after legal battle fight for the last couple of years, trying to sue his tutor. Take it to the Supreme Court, the Human Rights Commission, the Ombudsman, the Prime Minister's Office, the Victorian Court of Appeal, and the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal. No success so far. A couple of calls coming through. The first Chinmay Karaoke jam was the following.
Chinmay, Chinmay, Chinmay now. Chinmay, Chinmay, Chinmay now.
And I need title and artist. It's what Chinmay would have wanted. He can't score 12% on this test. Jason in Melbourne, hello.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. You know that it's familiar. It's on the tip of your tongue. Title and artist for Chin May Karaoke.
Give It Away, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Unbelievable. Prize for you. Well done on 133353. Has Chin May called through? Hello, Chin May?
No, Lakey, sadly, Chin May hasn't called through.
Oh, Chin May. Well, I know we've tried a couple of avenues. I just wonder one day if we continue to play Chin May karaoke every week, refuse to stop until he calls in and explains himself with this 12% uni assignment Sue story. Maybe we might be able to get in contact with Chin May.
I think that's our best way, you know, if we kind of start a movement.
Yeah.
The Chin May karaoke movement.
It's like the opposite of a silent protest. I will keep making noise until Chin May calls 133353. We've got Martin in McLeod. Hello, Martin.
Yep, how you going?
Good. Dare I say, you did know the answer to the first one. You definitely know it now because you've already heard it. But don't worry.
Easy peasy.
Well, no, I'll tell you how easy it is because I also went down to the karaoke bar and did another one. So, title and artist of this Chin May karaoke jam.
Chin May or another, I'm going to find you. I'm going to get you, Chin May or another.
Title and artist of that one, Martin.
One Way or Another, The Vinyls.
Wow. Is it The Vinyls? I mean, I should know because I sung it. Is it The Vinyls?
Blondie?
Yeah, it's Blondie. Yeah, I thought it was Blondie. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, half right. It's better than Chin May's uni assignment score of 12%. 50%, you know, that's a pass mark anyway. I'll allow
it. Give it to Martin.
There we go. Martin walks home a winner as well. Chin May, call me, buddy.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
It's the Danny Lakey Show on Triple M around the country.
The Danny Lakey Show's Miracle Multi.
And the Danny Lakey Show Miracle Multi crew has been texting during the week after a couple of hiccups. After last weekend, we've regrouped, we've regathered, we've made some restructuring. We spoke to down at the track Darren, and that is his previous name, earlier on in the week after a couple of dodgy horse tips that has let the team down. He's decided to step away from the track role. Turns out his love is actually more suited towards college basketball anyway. So, frat boy Daz,
find a spot for him as well, you know? Like, it would have been a tough time if we had to make him redundant.
Yeah, I don't like letting go crew members, but it's a results-based industry. Aussie rules Aaron will continue in the AFL tip, but he'll also take over Thoroughbreds, Harness Racing and the Dish Lickers, Greyhounds.
He's got a big role to play.
Yeah, well, five people in the crew now and six legs in the crew now. So potential for more juicy winnings. And let's start with the only lady in the crew, Xbox Becky, the esports expert. She did text me with her tip for the esports over the weekend. She said, Australis had a meltdown over their loss the other night, so I'm giving up on them and jumping ship to Complexity. Complexity Gaming should whip FaZe Clan's butts. Get them for the win at $1.30. Safe as Apple shares. You know what? It's in the multi.
On your Bix.
Xbox Becky. Then we've got Doesn't Miss Chris, the NRL expert. Now, he's been flying under the radar because he's got all his tips right. I am a little worried, and we'll have to see after the weekend, but he may be getting a little cocky. He sent me a text saying, Morning, Lakey. I'm going a bit crazy on this one. Titans to beat Manly for a win. I believe the return of Kevin Proctor will be good for the Titans on their attack and will keep them agile.
Oh,
I said, whoa.
Risky.
It's like, if you're confident, I won't go against you, mate, but it's a little crazy if you ask me. So I'm not overly confident, but I need to stop looking for the top eight teams and see if the underdog can go against the odds by playing this risky bet. Ha ha. Sorry?
No.
Are you funding this thing? Does it miss Chris?
Play it safe.
Wow. And let that just be on the record, all right? It's in the multi.
He should have just gone classic Sharks versus Roosters.
I don't think they're playing each other this weekend, are they?
Yes, they are.
Oh, they are.
They are.
Okay. Well, what should he have done then?
Well, obviously the Roosters would work.
Oh, of course the Roosters. You can't go wrong with the Rooster. I like where your head's at because I thought he was going to go a bit more safe. I think he thinks he's got room to play around now. And we'll see on Monday whether this pays off. Aussie rules Aaron. Of course, also now down at the track, Aaron as well. Saturday at Randwick, Probabil. Currently $1.95 to place. If it's dry, it'll win. The place the safe option. I'm not a weatherman. put it in the place bets. It's in the multi. AFL Aaron also likes the Bulldogs by 5.5 at least over the Fremantle Dockers. The final round of the AFL, it's in the multi. And then we've got Frat Boy Daz.
Bring it home.
Well, he needs to impress this week because he's on probation still. Due to hurricanes, wildfires and coronavirus, some games have been rescheduled in the College Basketball League. So we're off to North Carolina where they take on the Charlotte 49ers. We will be on North Carolina starting with a 28.5 point deficit, much like our bank account. But don't let this deter you, punters, as it's a first div side playing a fourth division side. North Carolina to win by a big margin. It's in the multi.
Oh, I hope Frat Boy Daz gets it this week. It's his first go.
Look, I hope for his sake as well. And this is already a pretty juicy multi. You combine those five legs together with doesn't miss Chris's crazy little Gold Coast Titans scenario. All of a sudden, it's more juicy than a Lizzo butt pick on Instagram.
Don't you be ruining it, wild card.
Wild card is just going to smooth things over here with something that's a surefire kicker to the multi. This can't lose.
That's what you said last week.
If there's anything the wild card knows about, it is Championship League snooker. And the wild card's best bet that he will put as the sixth leg of the multi this weekend, Wan Si-jun to beat Pang Junju at $1.53 in the snooker league. Can't lose.
Can't go wrong.
Wan Si-jun cannot lose against Pang Junju. It's in the multi. It's beefed up. $50 at $25.50. $1,277.94. Thank you very much.
Lee.
It's in the multi. It's juicy as all hell. It's up on the Danny Lakey Show Instagram page, on the socials, on the stories. If you want a copycat bet, score a bit of cash for yourself this weekend. The six legs. We'll revisit it Monday.
What's happening?
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Rob Thomas, can't help me now, on the Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. I'm a sports guy, mostly footy, and it's my one true passion, to be honest. A pretty simple guy. Go to work Monday to Thursday / Monday to Friday, do some radio, go home on the weekends, have a couple of Uber Eats dinners and watch the footy. That's me. And every season at the end of footy season, I find myself at a loss because I've gotten into such a rhythm over the weekends. My Friday night, ooh, it's all there to go. Saturday, ooh, a couple of Arvo games followed by Twilight. Sunday, footy, footy, footy. Every year, once the grand final's over, I find myself with a sense of loss, thinking, who am I? Who is the new Danny Lakey? What will Danny Lakey be doing with himself for the next 4.5, 5 months in the off season? There's only so many replays you can watch. And in the past, I've tried hobbies because I don't have any other hobbies. I'm a one-trick pony, and they call me...
Tried salsa dancing, and that didn't work. You lasted like 2 Sunday nights.
No, I did try salsa dancing. It turns out that I'm not the hip shaker that I dreamt that I was. And I've tried rock climbing. Too many calluses. I don't like that. The boating.
That did not work. You still got that boat?
No, I just gave that boat away, to be honest. I just wanted to get rid of it. Couldn't get rid of the boat quick enough. I'm not a boatsman. And the more hobbies that I try, the more I get sort of dispirited, thinking, oh, God, maybe when... And I put on a brave face, but they do. They call me Bobby No Hobbies behind my back, and I hear it. I hear it from time
to time. Does anyone call you that?
A lot of people. They say, oi, Bobby No Hobbies, go and find a pastime, you dickhead. And I pretend it doesn't affect me, but it does. And I need a hobby. And that's what I've realized. And just by sheer coincidence today, I came across a small article and I thought, oh, God, this is the hobby for me. Pickling.
Like, as in the jars, like pickles, pickled eggs, pickled onions.
I'm talking the
sauerkraut.
One part water, one part sweet vinegar ratio. All sorts in there. Vegetables, cucumbers, chilies, onions, peppers.
Out of all the things you could pick as a hobby.
I am a pickler.
Pickling.
I am a pickler. To be honest, I can't believe I haven't been pickling before.
Who even pickles?
Peter Piper.
He picked
a couple of pecks of pickled peppers. I know that much.
Why don't you just go to the supermarket and get some pickled stuff?
Not the same. Not the same. To live the thrill of the pickle, to see the vegetables
the
journey.
The thrill of the pickle.
The thrill of the pickle. It's real. I'm sure it exists. And on 133353, are there any picklers out there? I know it's a long shot, but do you have the thrill of the pickle? The one part water, one part vinegar experience.
Oh, pickles are so fine. Picklers do I want to find. Are you pickling? Are you pickling?
Yeah, are you pickling? Because I've got a couple of questions.
Blakey, no one's pickling. It's 2020. People just buy them in a jar from a fancy cafe or just your standard ones on the shelf. We're not going to get a single call
people do
of a
outside,
pickler.
People have outside-the-box hobbies. People love an outside-the-box. Stamp collecting,
no
beef
one's
jerky.
Maybe making jam? Not pickling.
133353. Have you experienced the thrill of the pickle? Are you pickling? Are you a pickler from way back? All we need is one for the Danny Lakey Show, for me to have a hobby in the off season. We'll get the calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
It's the Danny Lakey Show on Triple M. I need a new hobby, and pickling has caught my fancy.
Oh, pickles are so fine. A pickler's who I want to find. Are you pickling? Are you pickling?
And a sneaky fun fact, and this one's for Frey, pickles aren't the only thing that can be pickled. A pickle is really just a cucumber that has been in vinegar for far too long and has almost changed species.
Is that why they're shriveled up so much?
Yeah.
So it is a giant cucumber.
Vinegar-soaked cucumber is essentially what a pickle is.
Because I love cucumbers and I love gherkins.
Which is why I thought you might be a little bit more on board about my new pickle hobby. When I experience the thrill of the pickle, I reach pickle ecstasy, I reach the giddying heights of pickling.
You haven't even started your pickling yet.
Me
You're dreaming
jars,
of it.
Me and all my jars cascading down the greenhouse in perfect temperatures. We do have a couple of people who are picklers from way back on 133353. Linda in Brisbane, you've experienced the thrill of the pickle.
I love the pickle. It's like a way to preserve food and you don't have to throw it out. I have a big issue with throwing out food.
What I've got a big issue with? Vinegar. What vinegar are we talking? Brown vinegar, white vinegar, spiced vinegar?
A lot of the time, because I generally do pickle for like Asian food, I often use rice wine vinegar or rice vinegar. But yeah, white vinegar works really good.
Well, I'm going to write down rice wine vinegar because I'm not going to cut any corners.
Actually, probably
here.
Not the wine rind vinegar, the rice vinegar.
The rice vinegar.
Yeah, rice vinegar. Right. Rice vinegar.
I'm going to write that down because I didn't even think about the Asian vegetables because I'm also going through a big mood right now of Asian persuasion where I'm more attracted to Asian women than I've ever been in my life. So I'm just imagining they come back, they see my rows upon rows of jarred kimchi. Chinese
well, that's
cabbage.
What I make.
Wow.
Kimchi. I started off making kimchi because it was the one thing my family liked to eat. So why not? It's expensive to buy, but it's hella easy to make.
Hella easy. How long does it have to be pickled for?
About 5 days is for a good one. And then it just gets better over time. Mm. And then it gets more sour as it pickles on, and then it's good for using as soup and stuff
you
can make a one-day kimchi really easily.
I'd do a five-day kimchi at least. I'm a long-term guy. Mm. But how can you over-pickle? How long until the pickle out-pickles itself? No?
Generally, if it started to out-pickle itself, the jar will sort of want to explode in your fridge. But most of the time, the pickling's sort of done in 2 to 3 days. And then you stick it in the fridge, and then it only gets better over time.
Well,
and there wouldn't be a Korean out there that would throw out kimchi.
No, they would not.
They'd turn it into soup. There's a lot of things you do with over-sour kimchi, and it's awesome.
And I've always respected the Koreans for their lack of wastage when it comes to the Chinese cabbage. It's very admirable, and I plan to practice those as well. Thank you very much, Linda. Sarah in Brisbane. Oh, it's a very female Brisbane type of hobby, it sounds like. But you're pickling as well.
I am, but I'm originally from New South Wales, so I can't really say that.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Port Macquarie. I used to live on a farm out there, and that started me doing it. But I do everything. Anything you can grow in a garden, I will pickle. And I even pickle my herbs as just like a little bit of a, what would you call it? Something to put on the top of something just to give it a little bit of a woof to it.
A garnish.
Yeah, that's the word. That's the word.
That's the word.
Yep.
I'm here for you.
Yeah, I didn't even know you could pickle herbs. You learn something new every day.
Well, you do. And I'd also like...